This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I want to welcome to the air, I have my beautiful wife, my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks.
Also have Tom Turbrock, our producer, in studio with us. Welcome, Ooh. Tom.
Good morning, and the beast. The beauty and the beast are here at the same time. This is good. This is a good day.
Am I playing the beast role, or is that you?
Moi.
That's you. Okay. All right.
How are you guys doing, though?
Things are good.
You're smiling. You're always smiling, you two. And folks, they got a large family. Mm-hmm. And you guys are always happy, so you're blessed.
We are blessed.
We really are. Eight kids
between us. Yeah. I had five, and Tammy had three, so we're the ultimate
Brady
Bunch.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you mm-hmm. guys. But you know what? I see the love, though. You guys, it's just it's great to see. And I heard somebody got married, right?
Yes, Jesse got married.
All right.
Yeah. Woo!
Yes.
Look at her going.
Yeah. Hey. One down.
One down out of eight.
You're out. Pop.
Exactly.
Cool.
No,
you needed that. You need that break now that that wedding's over. You had a lot of time to put in that, Tammy.
I bet, dear. Sure.
It was. It's kind of a surreal moment when you just realized your daughter is getting married. It was just like, oh my gosh, this can't be true. She was just 2 years old, you know. Aww. So it was neat, though, to share that experience, for sure.
One of the cool things about the wedding, they live out on a farm,
mm-hmm.
and you know, out by Leslie, Missouri, and you know, kind of a remote area, and they're big hunters, fishermen, and the corsages were made out of shotgun shells.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's unique and cool, you know?
The invitation said, the hunt is over, and had her in camouflage dragging him back like he was the captured.
Absolutely.
It was pretty cool.
That's great, though. And, guys, how do you handle having the eight kids, like Tammy,
mm-hmm.
Doug, getting them to school dressed? I mean, is it a routine each day, or is it a fight?
Organized chaos.
There you go. Okay. All right.
It really is.
Well, like, let me see. Do we have them all? Okay, we're good.
Well, Jesse's married now.
Right.
And I have my two boys live in Columbia, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to deal with the five of them, Doug's five,
right,
at home. And getting them up and getting them going, you know, packing the lunches. The homework is probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, mornings definitely could be chaotic, but having a successful morning depends on how mm-hmm. how well you prepared the night before.
I understand.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So if they're not up too late, if we pack their lunches, and we have a routine where at 8 o'clock is their electronics mm-hmm. curfew,
good,
and that's when they have to start. You know, all the electronics have to go off, which is pure torture for them, of course.
Sure, sure.
And that's when they know they have to make their lunches. They have
winding down.
Right. Take their showers, make sure they have a clothes laid out for the next day so they're not running all over for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And the times that doesn't happen are the times when we have chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sure.
And sometimes it's easy for that not to happen because of all the activities going on in the evening.
Oh, sure.
I mean, we'll have multiple, sometimes two and three activities going on in the same night.
Yep. Cheer, gymnastics, soccer.
Boy Scouts, baseball. Like, they're just all
tons
over the place.
Stuff.
But
right.
See, you two are still smiling. That's the great point. It's just, folks, you should see it, especially when the kids are here. It's a blast, which mm-hmm. they have to come back in for Christmas.
Yeah,
oh yeah, that was fun.
Which is not too far,
not
right?
Too far.
Wow, yeah, it's not too far. Which it's fun. I think it keeps us it keeps us so focused. Where when we're working, we know that we may have a limited amount of time we can work, so we have to really get our work done
sure.
and be very effective
sure.
in the
yeah.
time we have. So that, you know, and we have to be flexible so that we can call an audible when we get that call from the school nurse's office
mm-hmm.
and have to go pick one of them up.
Yeah.
Right. But it all seems to work out.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, we were kind of talking about the finances for big families and what we have to kind of juggle and balance a little differently than families with one or two children.
Yeah, absolutely. Life is different. And then when I counsel people about their debts on a regular basis, I see that people with, say, two kids, for instance, they can get away with a lot more waste than if you have when you have five kids or six or seven kids. With us, like, you have to be really careful what you buy for one kid because it sets a precedent where then the rest of them will want it.
Right.
Ooh. So then you're in a store and, well, hey, will you buy me this toy?
Oh, boy.
And now that $5 toy, if we have five kids in the store with us, now all of a sudden you may be spending $25.
Yeah.
So it's better just to say no half the time.
All right. Speaking of homework, do you guys both feel, I feel, times have changed? They should have the children do the homework at school because here's why. They're up early, sometimes earlier than the parent, catch the bus, and then they have that full day.
Mm-hmm.
They should change it where you're doing your homework at school.
That would be great. We certainly would love that.
Right.
I don't think it's going to happen. They haven't changed that yet, that's for sure.
It should.
Well, there are, okay, so I used to work for a school district, mm-hmm. and there is allotted time for the students to get their homework done in school.
Mm-hmm.
It's all up to the kids to manage their time, and so that's where keeping up with the homework at home is trying to teach them time management, because our kids go to after school care and they could totally get it done then, but they go and play.
Play time, sure.
And so we all need a little bit of play time. So it's just trying to reinforce that time management at school too, because in defense, the teachers do really provide that opportunity for them to get it done.
They could get more done in class if they wanted to.
Yeah.
They just don't always do it.
No. Ours are looking out the windows or doodling on things.
So when they get home, they'll get a quick snack, but then they know they have to get to it because, if they get caught not getting to it, because we have to go through every backpack every night, go through their folders or assignment notebook to know what assignments are due, know what projects are going on.
Gotcha.
And depending on their age, they may not have a lot of awareness around time frames. So we have to have that awareness for them in a lot of cases. And there's always projects going on that you need special materials and, stuff that, it is just a constant thing. And I think parents listening right now will understand that it is a constant battle with kids trying to keep them organized.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. And we have been a few different schools because we have a high schooler, and you're right, he gets up early. He has to catch the bus at 6:30.
My goodness.
So at 5:50, I'm having to make sure he's out of bed and heading toward the shower.
Yeah, sure.
You definitely have to follow up on his work. He should be the easiest by that point, but he's not.
No.
No, he's not.
No. High school, no, that's not going to happen. No way.
Well, moving on from big families, and in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. I'm here with Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman, and we're talking about having big families. I actually want to move real quickly to a market update because we've had a major roller coaster this week in the market.
Oh, my goodness.
We had a refinance run this week, and it lasted for all of about 2 hours.
Okay.
So on Wednesday of this week, we saw interest rates dropped way down in overnight trading. And literally before we could even contact a lot of people, we were only able to lock one loan before rates went back up, a full 0.25% the same day. And we basically ended up finished the week right back where we started. Now, there is still opportunity for people with that. I mean, their rates are very low. And anybody who bought a house from June of 2013 all the way up until September 2014 – if you bought a house during that time period, you should look at refinancing because there may be opportunities for you to save money. And we've cited everybody in our database that's in that time period to look at them. But if you bought a home during that time period and you want us to look at your loan, reach out to us right away. You can text or call me at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com, and you'll reach out and see if it's right for you. I think the Ebola scare could end up.
Oh my goodness!
How much has that affected it?
Well, okay, so the Ebola scare, Ebola has not affected the markets, but the fear of Ebola
absolutely
has certainly affected the markets.
Right.
Okay, and I think it's the thought of how far could this go?
Right.
Could it start to spread like wildfire everywhere, or are they going to keep it contained? it's causing what they call a flight to quality, meaning that the people will sell the risky investments like stocks, mm-hmm. move the money into safer investments like bonds, mm-hmm. and you know, we're the recipient of that because that's what drives interest rates down, right. and can create opportunities for us.
That's interesting. So how's inflation, how does that affect our interest rates then?
Okay, so inflation, the way inflation affects interest rates, it's interesting because most economic indicators, if it's a positive for stocks, it's a negative for bonds and vice versa because money right. moves between the two of them. Inflation's the only one that when inflation's high, it's bad for stocks and it's bad for bonds. When inflation is really low, it's good for both. So right. this week, inflation numbers came out, and inflation is extremely low right now. So that's good because bonds are a fixed return as an investment. So if, let's say you're getting a 4% fixed return on a bond. Well, as inflation happens, then it's going to devalue your fixed return. So the lower inflation is, then the greater value you have in that fixed return because you're at least trying to outpace inflation. So we'll see as inflation's low like right now, we're seeing that bonds are a really good place to park money and interest rates are really low because of it. So that's how inflation affects it.
So give Doug a call.
Yes. If you want to know how mm-hmm. that's going to affect your interest rate, okay, then definitely reach out to me because if you have a real estate transaction coming up, you know, if, for instance, when I have people that are building homes and it may take them 4 to 6 months to build the house, well, they need the right market advice to know when to lock their loan and when to mm-hmm. float. So reach out to me and make sure you're getting the right market advice so that you can take advantage of the market and lock your rate at the lowest possible rate for your transaction. So if you want to talk to me, you can text me or call me 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Reach out to me as soon as you can. So have you heard about Beverly Carter case where an Arkansas realtor was murdered? Well, coming up, we'll be joined by Maggie McDonald from Cooper Realty Group at Keller Williams to discuss the precautions that realtors will have to take in the future. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.